Pitrasura, and text number 5. Yadi Vaha Pradhane Shraddha Saram Va Shullaka Hridi Agre Tisthata Matram Me Na Chet Gramya Sukhe Spriha Yadiva Pradhani Shraddha Saramva Kshullaka Hride Agreti Sthata Matramme Nachit Gramya Sukhi Spriha Yadiva Pradhani Shraddha Saram Vakshullaka Hride Agriti Stahata Matramme Nachit Gramya Sukhi Spriha Yadiva Pradhani Shraddha Saram Vakshullaka Hride Agreti Stahata Matramme Nachet Gramya Sukhi Spriha Agreti sthata matramme Nachit gramya sukhe spriha Radhani shraddha Saram vakshullaka hride Agreti sthata matramme Nachit gramya sukhe spriha Yadiva pradhani shraddha Saram vakshullaka hride Agreti sthata matramme Nachit gramya sukhe spriha Yadi, if, vaha, of you, Pradhane in battle. In battle. Shraddha, faith. Saram, patience. Va, or. Kshullakaha, or insignificant ones. Hridi, in the core of the heart. Agre, in front. Tisthata, just stand. Matram, for a moment. Me, of me. Na, not. Chet, if. Gramya sukhe, in sense gratification. Spriha, desire. Translation. O insignificant demigod, if you truly have faith in your heroism, if you have patience in the cores of your hearts, and if you are not ambitious for sense gratification, please stand before me for a moment. Purport. Rebuking the demigods, Vritrasura challenged, O demigods, if you are actually heroes, stand before me now and try to show your prowess. If you do not wish to fight, if you are afraid of losing your lives, I shall not kill you. For unlike you, I am not so evil-minded as to kill persons who are neither heroic nor willing to fight. If you have faith in your heroism, please stand before me. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then this chapter is called Transcendental Qualities of Vritrasura. Transcendental Qualities. Divya Guna. In Sanskrit, we say Divya Guna. And the demons or Asuras, what is the opposite of Divya Guna? Huh? Asura? Asura? No, in Sanskrit. Asuri Pravriti, huh? Asuri Pravriti. Then Divya Guna, and we have Asuri Pravriti. Transcendental qualities. Then how do we know that someone has transcendental qualities? Fighting. See, in fight. Sukhe dukhe sama kritva. This verse in Bhagavad Gita. Sukhe dukhe sama kritva labha labha jaya jaya. Next. Naivam papam. Yeah, what is this verse? Let us look for it. I think it's 2:36. Sukhe, sukha, not sukhe. Sukhe means in, but sukha, dukhe, same, kritva. Labha, labha, jay, jayau, tato, yudhaya, yujyasva, naivam, papam, avapsyase. Then these are the transcendental qualities. Transcendental qualities means one who is not affected by happiness and distress. Same. Same means equipoised. One who is equipoised in sukh and dukh. And labha alabha. One who is also equipoised in happiness and distress. And tato yudha yujyasva means he is fighting. The naivam papam avapsyase. Very important this naivam papam avapsyasi. He never gets into sinful activities. The whole Bhagavad Gita is about how not to make sinful activities. The whole Bhagavad Gita. Karma is very, very difficult topic in Bhagavad Gita. Because of karma, we are into bondage. Because of karma. Then normally, when we have some problem, we lament. Lament. What means lamentation? Lamentation means tamaguna. Anyone who laments, when, how you know someone is in tamaguna, how you know? If he's lamenting, some problem is there, he starts crying, he's not fighting. Then here we can see that Vritra Asura, he was having divine qualities, Divya Guna, he was having. Why? Just because in fight we can see how someone, he is divine or demoniac. Before I was in the army, I did my military service, you know, in Belgium. I have to do 1 year. Then we went to the the mountain, very cold, you know, snow is there. I was devotee at that time. Then we have to, I have to eat only biscuit, milk, powder milk, you know, in the army they don't give you. And it was very, very cold. And one person, he was boosting, you know, he looked strong, but he was not strong. He looked very strong. Everyone started glorifying him. The officer, you know, in the army there is one officer. Everyone was giving him respect. Then, after 2-3 days, we have to go inside. We have some these shoes, you know, army shoes. They are heavy, huh? And he could not walk, this person. After 1 day, he got some problem in his feet. He could not walk, he could not. Then, everyone was not respecting him. The officer, he became very upset with him. Then we can see here in fighting that Vritra Asura, he was on the same level as Arjuna. Arjuna? Same level. When here it is also explained, huh, that he was rebuking the demigods. He was telling them, if you have truly faith, if 3 things here it is said. Faith, one, and patience in the core of your heart, and the second, the third, is if you are not ambitious for sense gratification. Then 3 things, he's telling them, then generally people who don't have faith, and who are not having this patience in the heart, not having strong heart, we can see, or weakness of heart. And those who are not ambitious for sense gratification, then only one can have this these divine qualities of Vritra Asura. Then we know in the Bhagavatam, in the Bhagavatam, there are 3 people who fall down. One is Ajamila, yes. And the second is Bharat Maharaj. And the third is Vritra Asura. Is there anyone else? I know only 3. Then Bharat Maharaj, why did he fall down? Because of attachment. Huh? He became attached to a deer. Ajamil, why did he fall down? Ajamil. Because he broke this regulative principle, the 4 regulative principles. Ajamila. And Vritra Asura, because he offended Shiva. Small offense, you know, very small offense. Then Ajamil, He went back to Godhead. Why? Because he... No, because he never make any offenses to the devotees. You see? At Jamil, he never make any offenses. Offenses, if you make offenses, we are blocked for many lives. One, two, three. Then offenses, we have to be very careful. You know, new five devotees, they are not afraid of offenses. More you become older in the movement, you are very much afraid. Oh, offenses. You go to Nrisim Mahadev and you pray. Oh, Nrisim Mahadev, please. Protect me from offenses. 10 offenses to the holy name. These offenses, especially Vaishnav. Then Ajamil, he didn't make any offense. Then what happened? He went back to God. This name, Narayan Ka. But here, Vritra Asura, he offended Shiva. And but still, he is great devotee of the Lord. Why? The question is asked, this question. Why Vritra Asura, although he offended Shiva, and although we will see here that his consciousness is better than Indra. Yeah, Parvati, yes. Yes, in fact, he didn't, Parvati, she blessed him, in fact. It's not, what she gave him this body of Asura, but he was blessed, he keep the same consciousness of devotee, like Ajamil, no, like Bharat, when he become deer, he was Krishna conscious. In the Acharyas, they explain that these three devotees, why they fall down, Krishna want to give them more desire. He want to make them more eager to achieve Krishna. This eagerness, that they become more eager to achieve Krishna. Then Vritra Asura, in his past life, he got association of the devotees. Who? Sankarsan and Angira Muni and Shiva. We know that Shiva is the highest devotee. Vaishnavanam yatha shambhud. Then the explanation is any devotee, any person who gets association of pure devotees, finish. He will become also pure devotee. It's just a question of time. Then we know that Sankarsana, he was devotee of Sankarsana. Who is Sankarsana? Who? Sankarsana in Vrindavan, there is Krishna. He takes birth in Vrindavan, Krishna. Krishna does not take birth in, he takes birth in Mathura, but the original Krishna, he takes birth in Vrindavan. Then from Krishna come, Balaram is there. Then Balaram in Mathura become Sankarsan. And Krishna in Mathura become Vasudev. And from Sankarsan we get Aniruddha and Pradyumna. Then Sankarsan, he is in charge of false ego. If you want your false ego to get completely smashed up, we have to go to who? Sankarsan. Or your mind to be completely fixed up, Aniruddha. Intelligence, good intelligence, Pradyumna. Vasudev is consciousness. Consciousness. Then, Vritra Asura, he was devotee of Sankarsana. Then, false ego, his false ego was null, zero. We say null or null. He has no false ego because he was worshipping Sankarsana. We know that Shivaji or Lord Shiva, he also worships Sankarsana. Then this is association. Anyone who gets association, then he become pure devotee in the next life or in. And we have also Kubja. 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 In her past life, she got association of Narada Muni. Narada Muni. Then she became, when Krishna saw her, she was very ugly, huh? Not very ugly, ati ugly. Was very, very, then Krishna touched her, suddenly she became very beautiful. Another question also is there, is why Krishna asked Indra to kill Vritrasura, why? Because he is pure devotee, then how he can give this this instruction to kill Vritrasura? Then the answer is, you have some answer? Any other answer? Have some answer? Because Krishna did not want him to keep demoniac body. See, his body was demoniac. He was asking Indra, kill him, kill him, kill him. Then he can come quickly back to. This is explained in by Jiva Goswami is explained. This is asking this question: why Krishna asked Indra to kill him? He said because he didn't want Krishna or did not want him to kill. He didn't want him to keep this demoniac body. Then here it takes wind of fear. What fear? Then fear. What is the origin of fear? Question. Where does fear arise? And how can fear be destroyed? Here you see his Vritrasura, he's saying to the demigod, you are kshullakaha, kshullakaha. What means kshullakaha? You are insignificant, kshullakaha. Hridi, in your heart. Your heart is not strong. Then why? Why? What is the origin of fear? Verse is there. The fear arises by forgetting Krishna. This what is this verse? Bhaya dvi. Nivishahasya, something like this. It is it's verse number 11-37. Srimad Bhagavatam 11-2. Bhayam dvitiya bhinnivishatahasya. Bhayam dvitiya. Dvitiya. Dvitiya means in something seeming to be other than the Lord. See? Once the mind go to something which is not the Lord, then this dvitiya come, dvitiya, dvitiya, and abhinivishitaha, because of absorption. See, when the mind it is absorbed in something material, then what's happened? Fear comes, syat, it will arise. This bhayam, bhayam arise. You see, syat means arise. Dvitiya abhinivishataha means absorbed. When the mind is absorbed in something which is not the Lord, connected with the Lord, then we get fear. And doubts also. How doubts begin? How? Doubts begins when we identify with the material body. See? And I am this, I am that, I am I and mine. I, mine, my house, my children, my family, my this, my, then we will get this fear, it comes. We get misconceptions coming in us. Then Vritra Asura, he was having divine qualities because he was not under Trigunas. This is also a question. Question asked, why Vritra Asura, he got Krishna's mercy, why? Well, the question is why he got Krishna's mercy. The answer is because he was not under Trigunas. The demigods, they are under the Trigunas, affected by the Gunas. Then Krishna, he never give mercy to someone who is under the Trigunas. This is big topic in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna, he asked Arjuna, he asked also this question. He asked to Krishna this question in verse, which verse? Which chapter? Two parts are there, two. One is this this chapter 2:54. Arjuna, he asked question. Arjuna avacha sita pragya ka bhasha. Sita pragya. Sita pragya. Sita means fixed. Pra and gya. Gya means knowledge. Pra is more. What is the symptoms of one who is fixed in knowledge? What is his symptom? Or what is the symptom of one who is transcendentally situated? Sita pragya ka bhasha. Bhasha means how does he speak? Samadhi sita keshava. How is he in samadhi? Sita dhi kim prabhasita kim ashita vrajita kim. How does he walk? Consciousness, whose consciousness? How does he speak? How does he sit? And how does he walk? These questions, and it starts from 54 until 72. And Krishna, he said, Prajahati yadakaman sarvan parthamano gatan atmane vatmane tishthata sita pragyata duchyate. Again, the same topic is coming. Prajahati yadakaman. Prajahati means who has given up all common, his translated proper desire for sense gratification. Here also is coming. This, if you are not ambitious for sense gratification, ambitious sense gratification. Gramya sukhe spriha. Gramya sukhe spriha. Gramya sukhe spriha. Spriha means desire. Desire for gramya. Gramya, what means gramya in means village, huh? They say gramya katha. If you go to some village and you see them gramya katha, they become little bit angry, little bit, you know. Not angry, but this is called gramya katha, means prajalpa. They just they are just okay, prajahati yadakam, sarvan parthamanu gatan. Sarvan parthamanu gatan. He has given up all mental speculation. This mental speculation. Mental speculation starts from where? Athatu brahma jigyasa. See? Bhakti starts from where? Bhakti. Bhakti starts from Om Bhaktim Vyakhya. Asyat Mataha. This is from Narad Bhakti Sutra. Narad Bhakti Sutra. The first sloka, it is said, Athato Bhaktim Vyakhyasya Mataha. It is not Jigyasa. Jigyasa means you just speculate about Brahman. Who is he? What is he? Is he it? Brahman means Krishna. Means spirit. I am spirit. Krishna is also spirit. Then you speculate. But bhakti, athato bhaktim, vyakhyasya mataha means, that means you don't speculate. I try to understand bhakti. Bhakti, there is no more speculation in bhakti. There is only understanding bhakti. Then it is here said, sarva partha manogatan. One who has given up all desire for sense gratification and also atmani tushta. Next sloka, next line, atmani eva atmani tushtaha. He is satisfied himself. Then that is the satisfaction of the self. In this Narad Sutra, Narad Bhakti Sutra, Narad Muni, and he is giving this sutra, Athato Bhaktim Abhyakya Sya Mataha. He is giving this sutra, and first thing he is explaining what is the qualification for bhakti. The eligibility. Question. What is the eligibility to become devotee? Surrender. Okay? Surrender is very not clear word, you know. Surrender. Has to be clear. What means surrender? Surrender is very difficult word. It's not surrender. What is the qualification, eligibility to start devotional service? Three qualifications are there. Loliam means you are becoming pure devotee, Loliam. This is only the beginning, your answer. Shraddha. Shraddha is adau shraddha only. Why we have three qualifications have to be there, three. And this coming also here. Very, very, very famous verse is there. No speculation. Anya Virasita Suryam, yes. Okay, there is the verse is there. That in this Prabhupada, he's giving, it's not me, where I'm giving the verse. It's Prabhupada who is writing purport on this Bhakti Narada Sutra. Prabhupada, he said this verse, what is this verse? Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. See, first, you need this Nasot Shati na Kalkshati. See? That is the first qualification. We will come to this Brahma Bhuta person. Nasot Shati na Kalkshati. Then second is what? Sama Sarvesu Bhutesu. You have to become equally, your vision, you have to see all living entities equally. Then Mad Bhaktim Labhati Param. Prabhupada explained this. This is the eligibility to enter bhakti. You have to be happy, Brahma Bhuta. We have to come to the Brahma Bhuta stage. Brahma Bhuta stage does not mean, oh, I will see some light, red light, I am in Brahma. No, practically speaking, how you are acting. Brahma Bhuta means na sotshati na kankshati. You are not lamenting like here. He's not lamenting, The demigods, they lament. The demons, they are running away from the battle. To run away from the battle, according to scripture, is not good. Because the demons, you see, they have false ego, they are lusty, anger. But the eligibility for bhakti is, especially this last second also, Sama Sarvesu Bhuteshu. You can see, how are you dealing with other people? Are you or respecting everyone? You can see from the behavior of level of someone, how is he dealing with the others? How is he lamenting? Is he kankshati? Is he desiring this and this? That is we were discussing what bhaya. Bhaya, we said how this fear arises by forgetting Krishna. Then, and how fear is destroyed. Fear is just the same verse is there also. By Shravana, Kirtana, and Smarana. 215. You have your sloka book? Forgot it at home. 215. 215. See, I don't know the sloka by heart. I just read them. Is here? 215. Then bhakti is destroyed by shravana, kirtana. No, bhakti, sorry. Fear. Fear is destroyed by hearing. Fear arises if our mind tasmat bharata sarvatma. Tasmat bharata sarvatma. Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari. Srutavyaha kirtitavyascha smartavyascha icchata bhaya. Then this verse is spoken by Sukadev Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. He said to him, O descendant of Bharata, one who desires to be free from all miseries must hear about, glorify, and also remember the personality of Godhead, who is the super soul, the controller, and the saver from all miseries. Then this, here it is, the fear, it is destroyed by hearing about Krishna. Then reading at home is very, very important. Hearing, very, very important. This process of devotional service is very easy process. Just by hearing. Punya Shravana, Kirtana. Just by hearing, then we can become free from fear. And if we are not hearing about Krishna, if we are speaking about something else, fear will come into us. Become fearful, you know. Fearful. Why? Because by hearing something which is not about Krishna, then we identify, we become we come on the badly platform, we become. And also there is this verse in Bhagavad Gita that fear, one is protected from small amount of by devotion. If we do little bit devotion, we become fearless. Very famous verse. What is this verse? Nihabhi kramana so asti pratyavayu svavidhi. Svalpam, svalpam. Svalpam means little. Svalpam api asya dharmasya. Trayate, trayate means protect. Mahato big bhayan. Fear. We get protected from fear just by doing bhakti. Then this is the process of devotional service. Those devotees who are having their mind fixed on Krishna, they are fearless. Yesterday I was reading, Prabhupada was saying, oh, now is Kali Yuga. In this Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter number 16, canto 1. And Prabhupada was this, the title of this chapter is called How Maharaj Parikshit He Received Kali Yuga. How? Then Prabhupada, he said, for devotee who is engaged in hearing the transcendence qualities of the Lord, Kali Yuga is not there. There is no Kali Yuga at all. We are not under. Was any only for those who are not engaging their mind in Krishna consciousness, then fear will be there. Then this fear, we have four problems are there. Ahara nidra bhai maithunya. Ahara means eating. Nidra, sleeping. Bhai means fear. Maithunya means mating. Of these four, the element fear is the most difficult to overcome. See, fear. Everyone is afraid. Afraid. If you become old and old man, what happened? Lot of fear, you know. Okay, now you are young, you are. No fear for my stomach, this or that. But when you become old, my God, lot of fear will come. Lots. What will happen to me? What will my body? There's a lot of sickness now is there. And many people are sick. Why they are sick people? Because they're not eating nicely. Although we are vegetarian, but you have to become more eating nice. They're not eating nicely. Sickness is there. You suffer. Then fear is there. Fear, you are not respected by others. Fear, a lot of fear is there in us. That this is written in Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada explained that the element fear is the most difficult element to control. Fear is there. All this violence, you know. If someone insults you, for example, what you do? You keep it in your mind, huh? Store it. And after 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, you come back. Reaction is there. This fear is there. We store everything in the mind. Then this fear element, it is there. Then Vritra Asura, he was not having all these qualities. He was not having fear. He was not ambitious for sense gratification. He was having good heart. Yeah, I want to end with one verse from the Bible. Do you read the Bible?
No.
Then they said, man, this is in the Old Testament. Man looks on the outward appearances. But God, he looks on the heart. See? The man, we look on outward appearances. This is the story. There was the first king of Israel was Saul. Saul, huh? You know a little bit of Bible? No, nothing, huh? Saul. The second was David. Yeah, David. Then there was one prophet. His name was Samuel. Samuel. In French we say Samuel. But in English, Samuel, huh? Samuel. It's very strange in English, huh? In French it's more beautiful. Samuel, like Gabriel. But I was looking for the pronunciation. They pronounce Samuel. There is no, anyway, this prophet was there, Samuel or Samuel. And this Saul, in the beginning, God, he touches his heart, you know. He touched the heart of, he was nice. But suddenly he rejected him, the Lord. He rejected Saul. Then he asked Samuel, or Samuel, to get another king. Then this Samuel, God asked him, you go to one person, his name Jabel. And this Jabel, he was having 7 children. And the first one came, he was very strong. And I said, this is the king of Israel. But it was not he. It was David. David was very small, you know, was child. And was, then this verse here he said this verse, man looks on the outward appearances, but the Lord looks on the heart. Then this is also very nice related to Vritra Asura. Vritra Asura, his appearances were demoniac and Asura. Very ugly, but his heart was fully, his heart was good. He was devotee, then that is very important. We have also the story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chandrasekhar. Huh? When he asked him, oh look, there is some devotee who is coming there. It was Sanatana Goswami. Then he went out, he could find no one. He said, no, there is no one. He came to Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu asked him, go again, is there someone? Yeah, there is one. Huh? Dervish, called Dervish, huh? With big bear and this. He said, call him. Then similarly, we should pray that we can see as it is, because we are under the trigunas. These trigunas create a lot of problem in us, and our vision is
were bewildered.
Nityagora Premanande, any question, any comment?
Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Bhuji. Bhuji, you told that devotees, they never lament, but Bhakti Vinod Thakur is lamenting that Vardhakya Ekhan Bhakti Vinoday Kichu Nahi Lage Bhal. Narottam Das Thakur, he also laments. So, how we can understand
it? See, Bhakti, everything you can transform it. Like anxieties, material anxieties are there. Yashoda has so many anxieties. Lord, every day one demon is coming, killing. You know, there is in Vrindavan, there is one place. It's called, you remember? It's called Chintamani. Chintamani is Shiva is there. Chintamani is something. Huh? Chinta Hari Haran, huh? Hari is there. Chinta Haran. Haran means what? Check out. What? Your Chinta. Chinta means what? Anxiety. And Yashoda, she used to go there. So much anxieties. And it is said, when you do Vrajmantal Parikrama, anyone who goes there, all his anxieties, material anxieties are finished. But spiritual anxieties has to be there. Because this is part of the feelings. See? You cannot be like stone. I am like stone. Impossible. You have to have anxieties. Anger has to be there. But it is all spiritual. You have to have spiritual anger, spiritual anxieties, spiritual fear, everything. Clear? You can't say, oh, no lamentation. You know, if you want to become stone, Prabhupada said, the Buddhists, they will become stone. You know, the Buddhists, they want to have zero desire to become stone. Okay, clear. Any other question? What else?
Can you please elaborate a little bit more on when you said the first expansion from Lord Krishna is Lord Balaram, and from him comes the first Chaturvyuha, and then again the second Chaturvyuha comes from Sankarsana?
You know, Krishna, Krishna, he was born first in Vrindavan. He was born in Vrindavan, then Balaram has come there. But those who were born in Mathura, it was not Krishna. He was having four hands. Yes, huh? It was Vasudev. And Yogamaya was there, huh? In Mathura. Yes, huh? Then Krishna, he asked, hey, Shankarshan, Balaram, he is born. Who? Yogamaya, she went to Mathura to do what? To exchange. She went. Krishna asked her to go and exchange what was born and bring it. It was girl, huh? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, he explained a little bit. You just try to understand that Krishna and Balaram, they are born in where? Vrindavan first. Then they expanded in Mathura. As what? As Vasudev and Shankarshan. Even when Balaram was born, they give him this name Shankarshan there. And from there, Shankarshan expanded as Pradyumna and Aniruddha. And it's all good. It's very simple, you know. Vrindavan, Krishna, Balaram, they were born there. Krishna is the first, then Balaram comes. Then in Mathura, Krishna's name is Vasudev. He has four hands. And Balaram's name is Shankarshan. Then Shankarshan expand. Krishna did not expand. He expand as what? As Pradyumna and Niruddha. And these are related with the consciousness, false ego, mind, intelligence. There are many prayers, Chitrakut in the fifth canto offering prayers to Sankarsan. Lot of prayers are there. Is it okay? Any other questions? Nitai Gora Bhayamanande Hari Hari Bo. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to say something. Hari Bo.